Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era.
War of the Words back on the radio, doing it all day on the airwaves, man. Episode number 100. Number 100, man. We got a lot of top secret goodies to give away today, man. I'm super excited about this. Episode number 100, man. How epic is this? And before we get started today, and hopefully this will give it time, a few minutes for my co-host Kobe Wall to get here, and my special co-host of the day. We got a lot of specials going on today. I just want to touch about a little bit about War of the Words for you guys who don't know some of the history. Free plugs for Derek Stewart today, by the way. I used to work for a website called Rough Copy. Originally, when I met Derek Stewart about 3 years ago, I guess, at this juncture or so, excuse me, he had a website called Rough Copy, and it was about, like, taco sauce and zombie coloring books and, you know, how to clip your toenails with the latest iPhone. It's, like, ridiculous articles just for humor's sake that he was writing in. And we both were in the UFC, and kind of had an idea about writing humorously themed UFC articles, that all the ones we saw were very stuffy, and we want to bring a little of that couch fan flavor to the scene. So we wrote a couple and it started taking off. And then I had this idea about tapping into the local scene. I thought, man, you know, there's such a big response on the UFC level. There's got to be a good MMA AMI scene. And we had saw a little promotion coming to town called Conflict at this time, the very first Havoc going down in early 2013. And so we took a jump at it, man. We went to the very first show. We covered that show local, and as it led up, we hit up local fighters, guys like Adrian Henderson, Nick Smiley, Nicola Fairclough, Alexa Connors, Josh Collins, Kobe Wall, these people that later become woven pieces of my MMA fabric and in the community for sure. God, I remember going back and how difficult that was to get introduced to those people and feeling so strange because I'd never, don't know anything about them. And here I'm interviewing these people, interview something also I'd never done, and published novels and many written articles and essays and stuff all throughout my life, but not too many interviews. So it was a big change, and it took off, man. It was huge. War of the Words was Rough Copy originally, and we did a good job, man. We brought something that was not really here. And I'll tell you this, man, and you can believe this or not, but it is true. When I came onto the MMA scene, when I started going into all the local groups, what ones there were, checking out all the local promotions, almost every single one of these guys had outdated websites with old news. There's a very lackadaisical approach to putting out the freshest, most updated stuff in social media. Everything was just a little laid back because there was no me. I don't want to sound like an egotistical ass, but there was no Eric there, meaning there wasn't this one guy that was just out there just pumping this shit out every single day, like 24/7, all the time. I mean, literally to the point where some people were taking me out of their news feed. What happened was not just myself. There are other media people too. I think they got more motivated, but it just became, it went from like a sleep to awake, like waking the sleeping giant. And I don't think my partner was ready for that. He was responsible for the mechanical side of things, the internet side of things, making the website work, things like that. And I think when it took off and I was the writer and I was the guy out there doing more of the or the interviews and just being more outgoing and pushing things in general, I became like the face of Rough Copy. A lot of people who know me from that era will remember that. RC Eric at the time, which a funny long-time joke about that being about radio-controlled cars. I do not have an obsession with RC cars or RC Cola, though I do love the cheap stuff. But it was for Rough Copy. And, a split happened, I guess, when a lot of success hits two people that aren't ready. And I made War of the Words. And really, War of the Words was a side project that I was going to do until Derek and I, reconciled with everything that was going on. And we were able to put Rough Copy back together. And although we were friends and stuff, that never really happened. So we went on with War of the Words, man. And if you go back through the chronology, all the early episodes feature so much flavor. If you can see this this fledgling reporter floundering against getting these people on his show, and as I listen as they go by, that confidence building, not just in me but in them and in the show and what it can do, and the power and the message that it can send and help spread. And ever since then, that's what it's become. It's a way for all sides to say the things that they love. For me, I get to spread the good word. I get to talk to great fighters, which is a personal obsession of mine. And I get to provide them with a platform. And I think for them, they get the opportunity to be heard or to get some recognition, something to share with their friends, their fans, their family. A lot of these guys, they've only had a few fights, or maybe it's even their debut. And most of these websites or places, they don't give a shit about interviewing this 0-0 debut flyweight, but I do, and I always have, and always will, and so will all the people I roll with, and that's what we do here, man. So a lot of good flavor we got going on today. I'm gonna go ahead and kick off one of our three songs for the day as we get ready for this top secret goodness. I'm telling you, it's top secret. I like Manila Fall. I don't even know what it is yet. Like, literally, I'm going to get an email in the middle of the show so that even I know what the hell it is. Until then, I'm going to lay you on something that you should know. It's my favorite band that I'm still going to join. Sorry, Jader and Hicks. I swear I'll be there soon. I'm a superhero. That's all right. All right, guys. One of my favorite bands I'm digging right now from two great dudes in the community, Jason Hicks and Jonathan Jader. The band just plays drums. So for all those guys out there drumming, be wary of how you word things because you might not actually be in the band, apparently. It's a good band. Again, you can check them out. I'm a Superhero at SoundCloud.com. Just type in I'm a Superhero altogether. Real quick, I want to jump in. Episode 100, man. You know, some great people make more of the words happen. It's not just me being amazing. There's a lot that goes into it, as we like to say, on the outside of the cage. So really quick, for a few moments, I want to bring in one of the guys that makes this happen. Source Summit, Fight Store's own Hector Santiago. Hector, what's up, brother?
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Man, I am having a fantastic day celebrating this number 100. And you know we had to get you on here for at least a second.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to show the love.
That's right, man. And, you know, once again, like always, Kobe Wall has left me hanging to do the entire show by myself. So we're lucky that I you know, can talk a lot, I guess. It might not be good, but I can do it for an hour. No, listen, man, you've been doing a lot of work. You've been a part of this big movement in the Southeast MMA community. I used to think I was the only one talking about it, but I'm very wrong in that and proud to be wrong about it. SSFightStore.com. We talk about it a lot on the show, a lot on Facebook and stuff. Give us some insight and a little bit from you being as involved with it as you are, man. Tell us what we can look forward to.
Well, you know, a good bit about the Fight Store is, and just, you know, like our belief from the original Gym Source Summer at Muay Thai is the belief of, you know, everybody can be family and everybody can be together. And, you know, like you were saying earlier, a lot of these guys, these young fighters, these new fighters coming out, you know, the bigger podcasts and all that don't want to pick them up and give them the opportunity to promote themselves. So, you know, that's why, you know, me and you come together and to try to provide something better for them. And then from the Fight Store, you know, we do, you know, when these fighters want that custom one-off badass walkout shirt, shorts, and banners, you know, we're able to set it up through the Fight Store, you know, make it badass for you. Most of the time, I take that back, all the time, we're able to do it with no money or nothing coming out of the fighters' pockets. They pretty much just end up getting all the gear and everything for free just for allowing me to set them up and getting that badass stuff out there and getting my name out there. So, you know, you got a fighter that can actually focus more now on their training and getting ready to fight. I'm not concerned about, okay, you know, I need to get my fight shirts made, I need to get my shorts, I need my banner, who's going to order a shirt, or who do I owe here? I handle all that for them. That way all they got to do is, you know, the important part, get ready for the fight, get out there and handle business.
And I think that's something that's so excellent about the way that you're handling business is they have that whole piece of that alleviated off. Not to mention, when you say badass, I mean, that is like such an understatement. I would use four-letter words all day. I'm not going to say F and S on here right now. This is the 100th episode. But I'm telling you, man, you guys check this stuff out. It is awesome. And like he said, man, it couldn't be more true to the blue, man. Source Summer Fight Stores out there. And they got that family flavor, man. You got a lot of these, and not picking on anybody, but you got a lot of that old school sponsorship and helping fighters out, fighter assistance, we'll call it, mentality, where it's all about either making that dollar or you're as good as your last fight. And, you know, I personally hate it when, I say hate, such a strong word. I dislike when fighters lose sponsorships because they lose a fight. Now, if you lose like five in a row, that's different. But you lose a fight, you know, and you lose a sponsor. Or the worst one that we see is you lose the sponsor and your opponent gets it, you know. So I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of that, you know, kind of goes, you know, with the concept of just say like pro football. It's that bandwagon mentality. You know, you want to hop on the train that everybody's doing great with, and the second somebody stumbles, it's okay, let's bounce to the next guy. And that's not how it goes, you know. Everybody takes losses. Everybody, you know, can have a tough career and then come out towards the end. You know, it goes ups and downs. And, you know, my belief, a real sponsor and a real promoter backs that guy until the end, regardless of record or anything. If he's a great fighter, great person, great heart, you know, he's already won before he's came into the cage.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. A great example of that for me is actually fighting on the 25th is a guy named Tony Pascalicchio, Tony P, man, he rocks War of the Words so hard, and he is he has all of his heart in MMA, and the guy's 0-2 right now, but I got to tell you, man, every time you see this guy fight, he brings a ton of fans, a ton of heart, and he's very honest about how he feels about MMA, and I'm proud to be a part of something like that and wouldn't yank that away because, you know, because he had a great fight and got submitted, you know. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and you know, it's just a blessing. It's a huge blessing, you know, to be able to, you know, to A, come on with such a strong gym like I did and with such a strong family belief, and then, you know, to partner up with you, and now, you know, just the opportunity to tell these fighters, hey, here's chances that you can have the nice stuff and the great stuff, and it doesn't really cost you out of your pocket. You want to promote your sponsors and give them a shout out, come on to the show. It's free. If, you know, if you're a promotion, whether it's Conflict, Fight Lab, Valor, you know, Strike Off, all these different Explode out in California, you know, come on, you know, talk about your events, you know, get these guys' names out there, you know, because, you know, in the end, we all, you would hope everybody has the same goal to watch these fighters, you know, make it to the big league. And, you know, like proud parents, we can sit back and be like, hey, we had a little hand in it to help them get there, you know?
Absolutely, man. I could not agree more that you got so many good people out there doing it good. And again, this Sore Summer Fight Gear stuff is so badass, man. I can't stress that enough. Like, if you were to take your logo and banner they made you and buried in the ground and someone found it 100 years from now or 500, they'd be like, man, I have no idea who Mighty Mo Webb is, but he must have been a God King, son, because look at this banner.
You guys do great work. They're sick, man. Those two guys, you know, I got two store back fighters now. You know, I got Mighty Mo Webb and, you know, Salone Saley, you know, the master of the Solitaine. And I got a new one coming on that, you know, I kind of want to keep, you know, under wraps right now until, you know, release that big, big news. But, yeah, just today signed on a new guy, and I definitely know he's going to bring a lot of attention and a lot of things to the game, and he's another humble fighter, and that's how I roll. You know, I can't put my name on you unless you have a true belief and a humble in your heart, you know?
Absolutely, man. I could not agree more. And before I let you go, you know, I always like to do a Sore Summer Fight Store commercial while we're on the air, and I like to bust them out live. So I'm going to do one while you're here so you can give me your critical judge's opinion as soon as it's done. You ready for this?
I'm ready, brother.
I'm about to bring the thunder. Here it comes. Tune in to www.ssfightstore.com, home of the Sore Summer Fight Store team. They have a grand opening sale going on with up to 20% off. You can purchase custom gear, logos, banners, and more. An amazing housing for you, your fan base, everything you love. If you want to become an SSFS fighter, inquire now at ssfightstore.com, where you can also catch up with the latest in War of the Words, MMA, UFC, and your regional information. Do yourself a favor and become an SSFS fighter today. Boom. What do you think about that one, bro?
I love it, brother. I appreciate it. I love all the love.
You know, nothing makes commercials sound hard like as if Leonidas and the cast of 300 were here.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely sounds dope, man. I'm kind of just sitting here more in anticipation waiting on that news that we know is about to come out here in a little bit.
Absolutely, man. I'm very excited for it, too. You stay tuned to what's going on. I know you'll be right there in the wings. We're about to switch over and talk to John Morehouse, and we'll catch up with you, Hector.
All right, brother, man. You have a good day.
Absolutely. All right, up next, one of the big inspirations of episode 100, we've been talking all about roots. One of the big inspirations and someone who definitely helped me get my foot in the door in a journalistic sense and beyond, a guy who a bit of a mentor for me and helped me sort of change my writing from that couch level to a little more sophistication, and continues to be a growing part of bringing awesome information about these fighters in a much broader scale than I do. I'm going to go ahead and shut my mouth and bring him on, Mr. John Morehouse. John, what's going on with you, sir?
Man, I feel like I should just hang up after that intro. You put me over better than I think I could myself, so. The judge is like, good night, everybody, you know, and just hang up.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. MMA-insider.com. Peace out. Hey, we could. We'll just go now.
He was referred to me as like their mentor or their Yoda or whatnot, which is good to hear. You know, it's always good to know that you're, you know, appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was a big thing for me. You know, whenever I came to work with you, an insider, very fledgling. I'm sure you can probably remember the brash, terrible Eric of old. He's like Old Testament Eric, you know.
Yeah.
What a jerk that guy used to be.
He's definitely talented. The next thing was, like, every fight was not the best fight ever kind of thing. That was always the challenge with you. It was just, like, getting you to understand that if you say that everything's awesome, then nothing is awesome, basically. So
yes, the overload. What'd you say?
And I said, once you figured that out, you know, things went better. And you also, it's one thing to be a writer, of which, you know, I've been a professional writer now for like my entire adult life. It's another to be able to take direction to your writing better. And that's where a lot of people struggle. You know, it's hard to edit other people's writing well. And it's also hard to take direction because a lot of people just think, well, I'm awesome and I don't need to learn anything. And you were definitely not one of those people. So,
well, I sure do. Go ahead.
So you're willing to take direction, basically. So,
you know, and that's those things that I learned over there at Insider, I've always continued to employ. And I think that, you know, as with a lot of companies I've worked with, I have such a flair that happens sometimes, especially when I feel like something was unjust or whether, and usually it's not even me, it's someone else. And I like go over the top and stuff. And, But over the top, man, is something an MMA Insider does as far as their coverage, man. I only cover, like, this tiny little sphere, and you guys cover Tennessee, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. Am I missing any of them? Is that about it? Or you guys add more all the time?
We're pretty much dropped out of Florida because the Florida scene is just kind of a mess, to be completely honest with you, especially on the local, like the amateur scene down there is a complete and total boondoggle. So we don't really do anything down there. We do a little bit of stuff in, I got a guy, Adam Christ, who does stuff in, excuse me, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, but, you know, we've had trouble, to be honest, just kind of gaining traction up there. But yeah, Tennessee, Carolinas, a little bit of Georgia, South, you know, Virginia, that's what I would define as our core at this point, for sure.
I like that, man. It's always great to have one of those. It's a great site. Real quick, man, tell them a little bit about where they can find MMA Insider and what kind of news they can expect this weekend, man.
The website is MMA-insider.com. We got Facebook, MMA-insider with the dash written out, so it's MMA-DASH Insider. That's also our Twitter handle. This weekend, one of my top riders, Shante Barnes, he is actually en route now to Greenville, your old stomping grounds, for USFFC 22. We got Kevin Ferrant makes his return. What else is going on? Josh Carter.
And Tanner Saraceno.
He had no
on there.
We got Josh Smith versus Jared Scoggins for the vacant amateur flyweight title, which I think is a super good fight.
Excellent fight.
I was 3 hours away, and I hadn't had to work at 3:45 this morning. I would probably be there covering that one myself. So we will have live coverage of that event on the website, MMA-insider.com. So you can pull it up, and we'll have kind of round-by-round updates, which, I mean, that's really the thing that has put us on the map, is being able to go all these different places and, you know, provide simultaneous coverage of events for different promotions in the same night. Last month, we were at Valor in Chattanooga. We were at Fight Lab 60 Anniversary in Charlotte, and we would have been at V3 in Memphis, but we had some staffing issues come up at the last minute. So that's really the thing that I have tried to build the brand on is, you know, if you can't make it to all these fights or, you know, you've got to work or whatever, or you're at one show and you want to know what's going on at another show, that's, you know, that's what we do. We provide that.
Hey, and do it.
Provide it to you.
Do it well. You guys do that so well. I know I myself, I can profess to being at one show and looking up information for another and going to the site for that. And sometimes, you know, when I get my research in for all the stuff I do, it's one of those places I go to. And hopefully in the future, one of these days can get back onto a every now and again volunteering some content because, you know, it's definitely an amazing part of the community. And, you know, anything that gives the platform like that, you know, I love. So I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come on and talk to us about MMA Insider. And, you know, make sure all you guys check that out. MMA-the-dash is so important. MMA-insider.com. And you can also check them out on Facebook. And, John, we appreciate the time you have with us today, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Keep holding it down there in Charleston. It's one of my favorite places. So go enjoy the city when you get a chance.
Exactly. We definitely do that. Right now, we got some big news coming up. We're going to go and play one of these songs. I'm actually going to bring a little silliness to you. We got a lot of cool conflict news we're about to release. About 3 months ago for a friend of mine, I made a conflict rap song. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. Not embarrassed about anything, obviously. We're going to get that bump in here. This is me, Eric, with the Conflict Creed.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a good year. Conflict! Winding on down. And I admit, I'm a little bit surprised. You know what I'm saying? We gave y'all all year. I'm talking like all of 2014. Y'all gonna have a hard time catching up now.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't doing shit.
Trying to get my head clear and turn a deaf ear to the voice saying, till y'all hear.
Yeah.
Tell Rogan I'm overtaken with flesh searing. Tell him his job's mine and he should clear his death, really.
Yes, really.
Conflict bigger than a dinosaur. Something like a cross between a rhino and a minotaur. Every fan leave a show feeling somewhat kinda sore. The
hell
so close the day after used to kinda more.
Huh.
Used to want him more. I'm hyped like the masculine. So come a fight tonight for the motherfucking dope. Overseas, all these promos, they can't cover with a handkerchief and change that stupid logo from warfare to rest in peace. Two fingers up for world peace. Conflict need a cake, son, and we tryna take the world's peace.
Yeah.
Everyone know about me, know I heard me.
Woo.
Snapping at your heels like cheap little girl's feet.
Huh.
Son, and everybody else is dirt cheap, not us. We got more class than the nerds
we.
We ain't got weed to light like them dirt sweets. Throw them bows and knees and roll them up like them work sleeves. Taking over Facebook, homie, every third tweet. Find the secret messages hidden like reverse speech. You probably not in the front row and preferred seats. You young Apollos don't want to rock it. Come on and learn to creep.
Come on and learn that creep.
Come on and learn that creep.
Conflict. Come on, I agree.
Darren told me jump in like a double dutch skipping rope. I did it, now I hit the pin. I give it till I give and go.
Yeah.
Beating up the scene, bam, bam. No bigger loaded MMA fam.
Yeah.
Cam, cam, home video. Champs are so cold, should've brought the winter clothes. From us so sick, we have to fucking bring a note. Charlie Sheen says we the only winners. No, we bringing in my plugs and them clips like a swimmer's nose. Jay Williams, they stoked, change the game and with that noodle. If you a conflict, you know there's nothing new to.
Huh.
That car's filled out, looking like they sumo. A hype train coming through, we chuck it like it's judo.
Yeah.
It's that grown tight shit, homie, we don't wear no school clothes. Jared is the boss, but he ain't no Hugo.
Huh.
Yeah. think these shows are Machiavelli. Swear the venue's too packed. The crowd losing fucking mind when Omega bring the tune back. Bars are going overhead, the conflict spinning real frack. Staying on the top, the cops are champs, you know they do that. Conflict, everything, put that on my own song. Heading to that fight club, you gon' see some blood drawn. Fighters ringing bells, but they ain't at your front door. We evil, Knievel, but more evil, plus we stunt more. Bring the fight fans to you like them old days. Hard after cardio, we stomp them in a trophy case. Holding in the frozen snow, with polar bears aroma made of odor like the cognac. I blow it on my shoulder blade. Conflict, the perfect Novocaine for that older pain. The anime shows is showing the signs of going away. I'ma fix some problems, trust me, hell. If you don't, I don't blame you, but fuck yourself. Conflict, go hard, try to run for help. You could bring Hulk Hogan and Chuck Liddell and Chuck Norris, but I still spill guts, son, and still will kill Bill. Drill nunchuck stuff, I seem ill, like Emil will. Yeah. I'm looking charity to go machine. Stop striking when he signed up for the coldest stream. Said we ain't all that. We are stainless from the trainer to the baseball cap, yo. Yeah. Oh, man, man. I mean, if you thought 2014 was good, I mean, damn, son. Buckle up. Hold on the old shit, conflict. Hold on the old shit, do a conflict. Hold on the old shit. All I'm saying is that it's a decent fight organization that you should discover.
All right, man. I it's just so weird when I play my own music. We're going to jump right into this, man. Get it going. We're going to kind of bump up these one at a time. I know I got Solo on the line. You've been waiting for 11 minutes. Just hang on just 1 second longer. I bring up my boy, A-Train, the Adrian Henderson Conflict, KB-Weight Champ, Bellator Don. What's going on, my brother?
Nothing. What's happening, Eric?
Nothing much, man. I'm doing good. I know you just had to sit through probably the most amazing lyrical breakout of all time. I mean, were you not amazed at my skills?
You got a little skill, man. I thought it was going to be a little short, but, you know, you went a full 3 minutes and change on us.
Dog, you know how I got to do. It's the whole thing. I actually didn't look at the fact that the song was 4 minutes. I am sorry about that.
Yeah.
But, man, hey, it's all, listen, see, you hating on me. I don't ever say nothing bad about you, and you just come right on the show, like, you know what, Eric, your song was too damn long. Oh, what's good? Hey, so listen, man, episode 100 in the building. We about to bring on Solo and Mo, but I want to talk to you for just a second first. I know you got something on your mind, and I want to hear it.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations on your 100th show. You know, it's been 3 years I've known you, so, you know, congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. That means a lot. You're one of the first person that I ever got a chance to interview. We were just talking about in the beginning. You're one of the first, so thank you, brother.
And the second thing, I'm back.
You back? Wait, hold on. You back like you just, like you went to Kroger to get some groceries and you back, or what you mean?
Let me give you a little something for you.
The champ is here. So I'm going to take a wild stab, and I'm going to say Adrian Henderson sounds like he's about to dip his heavyweight title-holding toes back in that conflict cage.
That's right. Hopefully in July. I get to get down there to Charleston, South Carolina. So my skills once again.
Once again, you know what? I got to go ahead and open up these other two mics. Now we got Solo on the mic. And Mike is live. Mo Webb, Mike is live. Dudes, what do we think about this?
I'm happy to see A-Train back in action. This is Mighty
it's always good to see my brother go to battle.
Thank you, brother.
Going to battle. I got to tell you, man, we got the murder squad, and see, this is what I love about it. You don't even know when they're going to roll up on you. You just never know when it's going to happen. Murder squad, here they are, boom, just right in your face, yeah. Out of nowhere. You can never put your guard down.
What's going on? You know what happens to us when you do let your guard down. TV go to sleep.
You get knocked out.
Hey, not too many people can box with God, and not too many people can get on the radio with him either. Hey, you know what I'm saying, Mo Webb?
Tell him. Their arms too short to box with Solo.
That was one of the best MMA quotes I ever. When you said it to me, like, it's been so long, but I wake up once a week and just remember that quote, like, God, what a beautiful day that was.
Yeah.
So listen, A-Train is coming to Conflict to do his thing, obviously defend that heavyweight title. I can only imagine that there's a little bit more to this yet. Now, Solo, you told me a second ago that Murder Squad rolls deep. So, is there more to this?
I'm sure it is. From my understanding, myself, Adrian, and Mr. Mighty Mo are going to go run a Murder Squad train on some fellas. And then, you know, everybody's going to know who we are down in Charleston if they don't already.
So it's going to be a Murder Squad takeover.
Murder Squad.
You know, something special always happens when we fight together, and that's the thing. When we fight together, that means we got to train together a little more often than what we normally do. Mo being way out where he is, we're going to have to get him on a plane or get us on a plane and make sure we all tune up together.
I like that. It's like a giant machine. You have to get all the pieces working together to make it happen. You know, there's something that happens on those fight nights when you go. It's just like any situation, man. I mean, you know, when you got your brothers shoulder to shoulder with you, that work you about to do about to be a lot more fierce.
Oh yeah, the
atmosphere is already a little tense in the back there, but then when you got all of us together, everybody warming up together, everybody getting ready, all the same mission ready to be accomplished, it's just something in the air that you can't. It's heavy. It's super heavy that you can't lift it. You can't lift it until the fight's over.
So basically what we're hearing is that Murder Squad's about to go head hunting down here in Charleston.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
Matter of fact, after Charleston, we'll continue head hunting.
I'm still ready to see the matchup.
What do you say, Solo?
As long as we have somebody that ain't scared, we'll all beat her. Apparently, I'm getting people that keep ducking me, man, and that's getting real old. I ain't used to not being able to have a fight.
You got to stop being so damn good.
Good, man. People still getting guillotined, and that ain't my fault.
Am I going to guillotine you? Solo team or knockout?
Yeah, ain't my fault people getting guillotined. Hey, am I through that? Matt Hughes used to be like, man, who's out there? That's awesome, man. I feel it. Hey, it ain't your fault. It ain't your fault they sleep. They get tired. Sometimes some people need to take a nap before they fight, and they wouldn't get so tired during the fight.
They need to stand up and box and cut all that takedown crap out. There ain't nothing wrong with takedowns if you go take down the ground and pound the guy, but if you can't get the guy down, you might as well resort back to your hands. And if you ain't got no hands, you'll get choked out. It's simple. That's the math.
But that, I like that methodology. So, Adrian, let me ask you something, man. I know that there's been some, and I don't even know if you know or anything like that, but I know that there's at least one person that you want to get in there with. Do you have your sights set on anybody in particular for this return, or are you just ready to get it in, whoever thinks they can snatch the crown from the king?
I'm ready to get in with whoever, however, whatever. I mean, you know, there's a couple people that, you know, they want me. They say they want to fight me, but I don't think it's going to really happen. But, you know, Jarrett, you know, I already talked to him before. Make that phone call and see what we can get done.
That's awesome, man. You know, I heard a little jingle. Matter of fact, you mentioned Charleston, man, but I actually heard from all around it that the possibility of it going down in Charleston on this next Charleston card, I think, which might be July or something like that, was very, very real, man. How you feel about that?
Dude, I've been off for like 6 months. I am so ready to go. You know, I never quit training. We always train. You know, 5-6 days a week, even though we're not we're not fighting, but, you know, I'm ready to turn it up another notch and get in there.
And let me throw this over to Mo, man. When you look down here at this Charleston area and you look at the you look at those conflict fighters and that conflict flag and that belt and all that stuff, what flashes in your mind? Do you see it like, I'm finna go get this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm hungry. Coming off of a win my last fight. Also, you know, just the fact that my last time in the conflict cage, you know, I lost that last fight in conflict cage, you know, sustained a small injury, took me out for a while. And, you know, so I believe that was in Charleston as well. So, you know, this time I want to come back and you know, make an example out of somebody. Somebody's getting
anybody.
An example made out of. Anybody, it doesn't matter. You know, I've been, you know, recently moved to New Jersey. I'm up here training at New Jersey Martial Arts, you know, going hard, you know, with the gi. You know, anybody that knows me knows that I wasn't one to, you know, put the gi on, not necessarily by choice. But, you know, over these last 5-6 months, I'm going, you know, just going hard in the gi, just, you know, just putting it on. Well, maybe 4 or 5 months, you know, just putting it on every day. Well, not every day, but every day I get a chance to, I'm inside of there and, you know, just working hard on my jiu-jitsu, you know, still working on my striking and things, but I'm definitely putting a major, major, major focus into my jiu-jitsu.
That's beautiful, man. That's a beautiful thing to hear, you know, when people go in. And I used to have a coach that used to say to me, man, that, like, if you aren't training at the brink of failure, you aren't training at all. That if you go in and training is easy, then you need to find something else to train in. And I think
definitely.
You found the gold right there.
Definitely.
I like that, man. So, Solo, man, tell me, man, you come down here to Charleston to do some big work, man. What's that mean for you, man? I like this group move, man. So what's this mean to you, though, as an individual?
Well, I mean, for me, man, last time I fought in Charleston, I was an amateur and I lost that fight. So now it's time for me to go down there and win a fight in Charleston. I've seen A-Train destroy people in Charleston a couple different times, actually. But now it's my turn, man. People don't understand that I'm constantly developing. All I keep hearing is, oh, he's just got a right hand, oh, he's just got a guillotine. And then a couple of rear-naked chokes snuck in there, and, you know, you never know what's going to come out next. I'm constantly growing, constantly developing. I've been at it for 6 years. So I'm really starting to own some of my skills and making my own.
Man, you know, Murph, what? Hey, you know what I got to tell you? You know what I'm hearing right now is sickness, because we got a Murder Squad heavyweight champ hungry to get out there and defend. And then we got two guys who remember the last time they was in the conflict cage and looking to come and make that redemption. So this sounds like a lot of ass whipping flowing down here to Charleston to me.
Somebody's going night-night.
You know, I love the way, you know, Solo put that out there, you know, how people underestimate us and stuff like that. And when we always work on our weaknesses. So you think, okay, yeah, he's just going to guillotine him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, guy gets knocked out. Or you think, I'm just going to take you down, you know what I'm saying? And I'll knock you out too. It just, our game is on another level and people don't realize that.
Now I got an interesting question here. I'm gonna do like a let's see how we do this. I'm gonna ask Mo first. Mo, what do you say is one of the best fighting qualities about Adrian Henderson?
About Adrian Henderson, fighting qualities, I would say just his viciousness. You know, once he sees blood, once he sees a chink in someone's armor, you know, A-Train's all over them. And you do not want to be underneath that guy with elbows coming down on the opposite. That's not something you want to see. Those elbows are dangerous. I'm not going to say any names, but, you know, those elbows are dangerous. That's all I got to say. He's a dangerous individual, period. But once he smells blood, he's like a pit bull, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I like that, man. A-Train, if you had to answer the same question for you, what when you turn and look at Brother Solo, we'll call him today, what do you see, man? What inspires you about his fighting and his training?
Man, Solo is just this just go ham at everything. I mean, you know, I admire him because the way he, his diet, you know what I'm saying? I do a lot of cheating. I'm a little overweight guy, so I can do it. But, you know, you look at the stuff he eats down to how he trains, and, you know, he's all in 100%, 110%. He's putting everything into it. And, you know, and you see it when he hits you, it hurts.
Yeah.
Man, it does. I watch videotape and I cringe like, oh, and I see it too. So, and lastly, Solo, man, something about Mo Webb, man. When you see him fight, you see him train, what makes you be like, damn, I got to get some work in with this dude?
His ability to confuse his opponents. When Mo hops into his hop dog and he goes from his non-traditional, well, sometimes he'll be Muay Thai, sometimes he'll be boxing, but when he goes hop dog and he goes to that X stance, you don't know what's going to happen. You watch their opponents, and then you watch the confusion in their face, and they know that they're in trouble. That's all that they know. They don't even know how to start to defend it. I mean, when he fought Hamilton, he actually stopped and put his hands on his hips and just looked at him. I mean,
wow.
you can't get that. It's not easy just to confuse people like that in the middle of a fight.
Man.
That's a young man.
I like that. It's a great combination. So, Murder Squad, man, watch out for the elbows, the cats going ham and that hop guard. Cause no matter what angle you coming from, it's going to get ugly. That's what I'm hearing.
It's
going to
get real ugly. I mean,
that is
look
true.
At our athletes. We teach each other what makes us good at what we do. And that's the thing that really makes us great. I've learned some of Mo's hop guard and be able to incorporate that in my style. I learned a lot from May training his wrestling. I wrestled myself in high school. But when we teach each other our special qualities, it makes us a special beast.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, we're constantly building and learning off of each other. And just, you know, just like Adrian was saying, you know, Solo is one of the most motivating people to have in your corner, period, you know, just whether it's training, whether it's driving in the car down the road, whether we're, you know, me and Solo used to bounce at a club together at night, you know, just having Solo around. Solo's a very, very, very motivating individual. You know, he's always pushing everybody to do better. You know, nobody ever tries to, you know, to belittle anybody or keep anything to themselves. You know, we're always trying to, you know, help everybody on their weaknesses and stuff, and we're more than teammates. It's more of a family here. You know, that's the thing about us. You know, we're always, you know, as in, you know, other gyms and things like that and other teams, we're a family. You know, we don't just get together to train. You know, we get together for bonfires and birthday parties and to go shoot and stuff like that. You know, we do a lot of things together.
And, you know, that brings another thing in my mind. You know, every time I'm fighting, you know, I can hear Solo.
Yeah.
If he's in my corner or not in my corner. Back in the room, I can hear him yelling stuff.
That's called being tuned in. That's that new level of tuning. He could probably be in the locker room, and he's like, I got to go to the bathroom real quick, but he's sending you ESP, like, right hook, bro, right hook to the takedown.
That's that chi.
Sending that energy, man. And I know there's going to be a lot of energy in the damn building. I can't imagine it. Charleston, man, July looks like it's going down. I spoke to my man Jared on the other side, and he was nothing but like crazy googly eyed about this opportunity. And I got one more big question from you guys that I want to ask, and that's this, man. You know, War of the Words Radio is sponsored by Sore Summit Fight Store. They do great things in the community, kept doing great things. Kind of, we do a lot of the same things, and it's made a lot of sense for us to work together. So I just wanted to, ask you guys a little bit about what you thought about the new Sore Summit Fight Store venture and Hector and all these things they're trying to do, man, from what you know and have experienced so far.
Well, for me, it's A-Train. I mean, I just got on. I'm sorry. I'm a new guy, just starting to work with Hector recently. Man, the dude has so many ideas, you know. He comes in the gym, we come to train and stuff like that, and he's just always, you know, talking about this, and I'm going to try to do this, I'm going to do this, and, you know, he's got a lot of great ideas, and I think it's, you know, it's going to make us as fighters, you know, a lot better and get us more exposure, and it's going to be a real good thing.
I agree with A-Train. And it's an awesome venture. It's a great idea. It's definitely something that's going to help bring, Source Summit name, you know, into more households and make it, you know, a big name around, the Carolinas. Hector is a great guy. You know, he's an awesome businessman, And not only that, but, you know, he's a part of the gym family. So, you know, he comes in here every day. He trains hard. He spars hard, you know, with everybody else. But then, you know, it's right back to business. You know, he's, you know, my last, you know, couple fights, you know, he helped get me sponsorship, you know, helped get my T-shirts designed, things like that. But he's always looking to help, you know, everybody get some type of exposure or get some type of, you know, some type of benefit, period, whether you're a professional fighter, whether you're an amateur fighter, whether you're a child, you know what I'm saying, doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. You know, he's always looking to put our name out there and, you know, get everyone, you know, the recognition and things like that they deserve.
For me, solo, I've been able to watch Soar Summit Fight Store grow. I'm not going to say I saw it grow from the bottom, but I saw it pretty much once the foundation was set. And watching the school grow also, I think is something great for that part of Columbia. And I can't wait to continue to watch it grow and see what it develops into. With me and Mo and A-Train being the sponsored fighters for that business, it's not going to have a choice but to grow because we're going to help it grow. It's going to grow with us as we mature into our careers, continue on to our championship status.
Definitely.
I could not agree more, man. He's a great guy. And we've been doing a lot of cool stuff together, actually been helping with some of the logo designs and stuff like that. So, you know, you got that big family mentality. It's so funny, A-Train, 3 years ago, I interviewed you and we were complete strangers, and now here I am helping design T-shirts and stuff and make giant announcements, man. It's funny how the world works, you know. That's how you know you're the MMA family when it keeps happening time and again.
You never know when you meet somebody, you know, what they're going to be in your life and how long they're going to be around. So it's definitely, you know, it's surprising but not surprising. You know what I'm saying? You're a nice guy, I'm a nice guy. We work well together, you know what I mean?
Oh, and you know, we commentate fights like nobody's business together. So that's
another
type
thing.
That's another
thing we do.
I mean, and now we got Solo and Mo Webb on the team for potential conflict commentary hotness. I mean, dude, it's going down.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Sorry, guys.
I'm really excited for this show. I'm really excited for the show because it's one thing to have an energy. I remember last time me and Mo was fighting, and I was just back there kind of helping him out, and A-Train was back there helping him out. And the energy that was back there at Wild Bill before the Hyerson fight was very hot. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
The energy that we all feel, we all know what's going on, we all know we got a job to do. And then for that energy to shift over for myself to be fighting alongside A-Train and Mo, you might want to be back there with some cameras. That's all
I
can
say. Yeah. This is definitely
my nosy ass is going to be back there from the jump. I'm everywhere.
Man, I'm looking forward to coming down this weekend to Columbia and watching those guys do some work this weekend. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. Alexa Connors, Cody, Howard Washington, guys are in place to do some big work. Of course, capped off by Alexa Connors once again rocking that Main Event Fitness. And I don't know how many more times them damn windows can take her coming there and setting that crowd off like that.
Oh, yeah, they're going to break this time.
Ben, hey, listen, guys, I want to thank y'all so much for coming on today. And not only that, but coming and being a part of this conflict status. You know, it seems like this year is really the year of conflict MMA. No disrespect to any other promos out there, but they spreading out. They coming. A lot of the same things you say about Murder Squad, I think, is applying to conflict this year. And that things just seem to get better and better, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I can't wait my boys to get these belts. That's what we need to work on.
So I ain't got no full belt yet. I'm kind of upset.
Straps on straps on straps.
That's right.
I could use another one.
I don't know, man. I seen a picture of the Sore Summer guys all together. Y'all think there's more room for belts in that shit?
There's always more room.
Yeah, we hang them on the wall and make pictures.
We hang them, you know, we can make some work.
Yeah.
We got to hang them from the ceiling.
Then if we got to just strap a flat to the ceiling, just be a ceiling full of belts.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like tiles, man, you have to start hiring people just to hold the belts. And here's the A-Train collection. I like that. Hey, guys, listen, man, thank y'all all so much for coming on the show. It means a lot to me to be able to be a part of breaking this news, man. And I'm sure from today forward, it's just the fire just going to heat up. And so thank y'all all so much for coming on the show, guys. It means a lot. And we will, I'm sure, catch y'all tons of times between now and July. So we appreciate it. Murder Squad, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Murder Squad.
Thanks for having us out. Murder Squad.
Thanks for having
there
us.
There you go, Murder Squad. Absolutely. Thanks for having us, just real quick. Excellent, man. Murder Squad, Mighty Mo, King Mo, Soulless Daily, and, of course, A-Train, Adrian Henderson, man, announcing that they will be in Charleston to rock your face off. They are going to blow the J's off of your feet and back into the box that I know you kept because you paid like $350 for them joints. They are going to do it big, and I'm very excited to help announce that, man. So stay tuned with War of the Words and Conflict and SS Fight Store. .com for more on that and other great news. Of course, some other revelations, which I got one more for you. We got 2 minutes left, and I want to break this out. The next fighter to be officially sponsored by Sore Summer Fight Store, and also on the upcoming season of The Ultimate Fighter on the ATT side, Steve the Creepy Weasel Montgomery, one of my best buds in all of MMA, is going to be joining the family. I'm so excited to see that and see him do work on this season, so y'all make sure to tune in. As far as everything else, April 25th, man, just right around the corner, you can see the Murder Squad family and the rest of these great MMA fighters from all over the community do work. That's next Saturday. You can meet us at Henry's Northeast for the weigh-ins and the after party. Hosted by the one and only some guy named R. Eric Ellison. I hear he's a neat gentleman. As far as myself, it has been a true honor to bring all of you 100 episodes and 100 times of these great individuals. And I hope that we do damn sure more than another 100. It's been an honor to be on this journey with each and every one of you. I continue to look forward to every day in MMA since day one, and I hope you do too. And more of the words, man. Episode 100. Can't believe I'm even saying it. We're out of here.